Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 275. As part of our Smithsonian Associates Art of Living series, our guest today is author Jordan Michaelman, who, along with co-author Zachary Carlson, has written the new book, The New Rules of Coffee. Today on the Not Old Better Show, Jordan Michaelman will talk about growing, roasting, brewing, and serving coffee, along with details about its production, answering questions about what is washed coffee, and a few coffee myths like, hint, darker is not stronger. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker, so this episode is going to be really enlightening to me. I get to learn a lot, just like I do in all of the Smithsonian Associates podcasts. Jordan Michaelman and Zachary Carlson will be appearing at the Smithsonian Associates program Sunday, October 21st, for a special afternoon presentation with coffee tasting, as well as a book signing, and the new rules of coffee will be available for purchase there, along with author signing. Jordan Michaelman and Zachary Carlson are founders of the media powerhouse website, Sprudge, which has a clever background story you'll hear in just a bit. Sprudge blends insights into the essential rules of coffee etiquette at home and in cafes with facts and lore drawn from popular culture around the globe, and you'll find out everything about all things coffee today. So please join me in welcoming via internet phone to the Not Old Better Show, Jordan Michaelman. Jordan Michaelman, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Paul.
It is really good to talk to you. I'm looking forward to talking about this subject. The title of your presentation, your upcoming presentation at Smithsonian Associates, is The Eye-Opening New Rules of Coffee. Tell us a little bit about the upcoming presentation.
Yeah, so you know, eye-opening is trying to have a little bit of fun with the fact that we're talking about coffee, which wakes you up in the morning and is something that's an opportunity for us to kind of walk our way through the front door having some fun with it. Coffee should be fun, you know, and at the same time, there's a lot that has happened around the production and consumption and culture of the beverage in the last 10, 15 years. And our hope is to really be able to come in there with the presentation and give you kind of an inside walkthrough of this book that we've just published with Penguin Random House, which is called The New Rules of Coffee, A Modern Guide for Everyone. So in our presentation at Smithsonian, we'll be sharing some of our favorite images from the book. We'll be reading from a few of our favorite chapters of the book. We'll talk a little bit about the creation of the book and also the creation of Sprudge, which is the publishing company that my co-author Zachary Carlson and I own together and publish together here in Portland. And also taking some questions from folks about coffee and turning questions back around on the audience and asking them about their coffee consumption. We always love to have that conversation with people. And we'll also be able to drink some delicious coffee at the event, courtesy of our partners, Counterculture Coffee, who will be providing a lovely coffee service for all the guests there at Smithsonian Associates.
It's going to be a great evening. It's going to be a great presentation. Actually, let me strike that. It is going to be a great afternoon, Sunday, October 21st.
We've doing some evening events for this stuff. We always try to make sure we have decaf there for that.
Good. Yeah, I can tell from, you know, just talking to you here now, as well as the research I've done and the website, that you do like to have fun with this. So it'll make for a great day. And you mentioned the website, Sprudge. So tell us a little bit about Sprudge. What does that mean, for example, Sprudge? And go right ahead, Jordan.
Thanks, I appreciate it. So we've had the website here since 2009. It launched in the fall of 2009. So we're coming up on we've had it for around 9 years. Next year will be our 10th anniversary. And my co-founder and I were both living in Seattle. He was working in high-end cafes, and including some high-end cafes out in Washington D.C. and New York before moving back to Seattle. And I was kind of a struggling songwriter, bartender, trying to decide if I was going to go to law school, you know, 25 and still trying to kind of figure it out. And he had this idea of saying, well, what if there was a website that kind of all of the different copywriting online could be found at, like an aggregate for copywriting online. And he had this idea of saying, well, let's make it like the Drudge Report, but about, you know, coffee and espresso. So Sprud from we didn't share any of the same political stuff with Matt Drudge, but we were kind of fans of that news gathering technique and some of the sort of sensationalist headlines and just joke headlines in general from things like Mad Magazine and The Simpsons. And that was sort of where the idea came from. We had the site in that style for the first few months. It was actually a direct visual parody of the Drudge Report for the first few months. And eventually we started running up against this wall of like, well, we want to do our own reporting. There was a new Starbucks that had opened in Seattle that was what they called at the time a stealth Starbucks. So they made it look just like a neighborhood cafe, and there was no Starbucks logos anywhere, but it was a Starbucks. And we wanted to go and report on it. And that led to us saying, okay, well, let's just make this be kind of original journalism. And that's what it's been since the beginning of 2010, yada, yada. And so it's just kind of stuck around with us.
Well, good for you. I mean, that's smart to control it, but it's a very clever name too. And it's really great to hear kind of some of that background, because I wouldn't have picked up on that. However, I do live in D.C. You know, you're going to be out here in the D.C. We all know Matt Drudge. And so this is a nice little spin on that. I really like that.
I think the name, we stumbled into it, but it's turned out that it has some kind of meme magic. There's some sort of the neural pathway has already been formed for people through Drudge, and we're still newsy. Daily news reporting is still a huge part of what we do, so it fits that. But what's been fun is we're read all over the world. Something like half of our readers in a given month come from outside the United States. So the many pronunciations of the name we've heard, you know, Spruja and the Spruge and Spruge and just sort of every kind of possible global mispronunciation. If you can think of it, we've heard it over the decade.
Good to know. Well, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I've had a good time kind of researching this, and I do get very clearly that you and your business partner do like to have a good time with things and have some fun. But coffee's a serious business, and there are some myths surrounding coffee, as I've kind of learned. Tell us a few of the coffee myths that are out there.
Well, I think one of the really big ones relates to some of these sorts of terms that have been associated with coffee drinking for generations now, which is things like bold or strong or dark. And I think one of the biggest ones is to kind of be able to talk about like stronger coffee, darker coffee isn't necessarily more caffeinated. And it's a funny thing because we associate something like, okay, well, the more bitter it is, the more it's working. But the truth of the matter is that lighter roasted coffees, some of the kind of compounds in them that will express themselves as caffeine and being kind of up when you're drinking them can sort of be roasted away when you roast it darker. So actually lighter roasted coffees are more highly caffeinated than dark roasted coffees. And that's a really common misconception. It's something that I know that I've talked about for years with my own parents, who are, you know, daily coffee drinkers and have been since I was a little kid. If what you want is bitterness in the cup, then definitely dark roast is what you're after. But if what you're going for is stronger, the darkness of the roast doesn't necessarily indicate that the coffee is going to be a higher caffeine content.
That is good to know. We are with Jordan Michaelman. Jordan Michaelman and Zachary Carson will be at the Smithsonian Associates Program Sunday, October 21st. And that's at 1 p.m. So that's an afternoon session, taking advantage of the tasting of coffee and still have it early enough in the day. The other thing that I learned a little bit about you, your business, and coffee, I suppose, is there's an etiquette to coffee that you've identified and you even recommend. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. I mean, there should be etiquette to kind of everything in life, right?
Mm-hmm,
And I think a lot of times the way we think about, or at least I would hope everyone would think about how to be polite as a guest in a restaurant, how to be polite on an airplane, some of those same rules transfer over into the cafe space. And indeed, because these cafe spaces sort of more and more become a kind of nexus for social life and work life here in American culture, I think they're the places where you should be the most polite. So that's everything from tipping. You know, we recommend in the book and sort of in our lives that you should be tipping around $1 a drink for every drink you order. That might be on a really complicated latte or mocha. That might be on just a simple grab-and-go cup of coffee. But if you tip $1 for each, it sort of evens out the labor and makes it so it's about right. There's also some things like wearing your headphones in the cafe. This is not something I've ever experienced from your audience, Paul. It's something that I have definitely experienced from people my age and younger who've sort of, and I'm 33, so who kind of, oh God, I'm 34. No, I had a birthday. I'm sorry, I'm 34. Funny.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday, George.
It's as the cafe has sort of become more and more integrated into daily life, people start to treat it like their living rooms. And you really shouldn't, because you want to be polite to everyone around you and keep the cafe as a special space for everyone, not just for yourself trying to complete a phone call. So that's some of the basic etiquette that we cover in the book. Tipping, use your headphones, be polite, say thank you. Pretty much what you'd expect, but it's good to have some rules like that to kind of get you aligned. I think the tipping thing is especially nice because, you know, if you're used to tipping 20% on everything and your coffee was $3, where do you tip 60 cents? You can. But if you just tip $1 a drink, then the next time your order is, you know, $12 for a couple of drinks, just tip the two and you're fine. And it all kind of evens out.
Good reminders, certainly. And I waited tables in college, while in college, and tipping's a big thing. It's important, I think, to be reminded of it, to have almost kind of a standard established, to, you know, create this notion of etiquette around coffee consumption. These are great things, Jordan Michaelman. Let's talk a little bit more about the book and maybe these digestible rules that I read about with respect to coffee. Again, the book is The New Rules of Coffee, A Modern Guide for Everyone. I understand there's a lot of great illustrations in it, but there are also these digestible rules that I came across. Tell us about what those are.
Yeah, so we want to try to make sure that when we're building out these rules, that it wasn't too finger waggy and that it was very kind of accepting of the reality that, okay, so we've been reporting on coffee every day for a decade, right? But many of the people reading this book, indeed the audience that we tried to kind of think about in mind for this book, has been drinking coffee for longer than we've been alive. And so we want to be very kind of respectful and polite about that. And sometimes that just comes back to being succinct or digestible. Things like having, you know, a single paragraph of a rule for something like, bussing your table is polite, but it's not always required. You know, there's some rules that we go on a little bit longer and we're talking a little bit more at length about some of the culture around it. We have a long chapter about how much we love mochas, for example. We also have a long chapter in the book that's kind of about thinking about coffee as a gateway drug. Like, if you've come up on loving coffee, then and you can appreciate some of the subtle differences between coffees or between coffee experiences, then you're really primed to love things like wine and cheese and chocolate. And that coffee, actually as a sensory sort of trainer, it deals so much in subtlety. Especially since almost all coffees at the end of it are just sort of look like a cup of black liquid, you know? It deals so much in subtleties and sensory analysis that you're really primed to appreciate things that are maybe a little bit of a bigger punch. But we have some more digestible small rules, like about how coffee is a fun way to host a house party, about how the cups that you drink coffee out of really matter. And in the end, I think we hope that the whole thing is sort of digestible for everyone. We really took that idea of it being for everyone very seriously. And we mean that if you are going to the trendiest, most high-end cafes around the world every day, the kind of things that we write about on Sprudge, or if you're an at-home Maxwell House drinker and you clean your coffee pot with vinegar and baking soda, like, we want the book to be for you too.
That's great. Jordan Michaelman, a co-author of the book, The New Rules of Coffee, A Modern Guide for Everyone. What a pleasure it's been to talk to you. Of course, the website is sprudge.com, where Jordan and his team do their writing. We'll put up links where you can find the website. We'll put up links about where you can find the book. And of course, we're going to put up links about the Smithsonian Associates presentation coming up, featuring Jordan Michaelman and his co-author on the book, Zachary Carlson. Jordan Michaelman, thank you again for joining us. I love the way coffee smells. And so I know my audience is going to really love this book. I encourage them to check it out and check out the upcoming Smithsonian Associates presentation. But thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. I got to know before you let me go. I got to turn the interview tables on you if I can't. Coffee. You're not.
Yeah.
You never drink coffee. You're not a coffee drinker.
I'm just not. I really have never been a coffee consumer. And so, you know, some of it's just dietary practices. I love the aroma. I frequent, you know, the local Starbucks to conduct some business. I mentioned to you, I'm an independent, you know, contractor. And so I get a chance to, you know, conduct my business at locations that are convenient for people. And absolutely, Starbucks are. So, yeah, you know, I'm not a drinker, but I love the environment, and I especially like this notion that you've created around, you know, kind of these rules of etiquette and how to comport yourself in some of these places, because it's a place of business for me too. Sure. Sometimes.
Well, we'll take you, Paul. You're welcome. You're an honor. You're an honorary member. You don't have to, drink it. You're definitely invited and allowed. So thank you.
Well, thank you. So really, it's been a pleasure, and I appreciate your time, Jordan.
Cheers. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Remember, Jordan Michaelman, who, along with co-author of the new book, The New Rules of Coffee, A Modern Guide for Everyone, will be appearing at the Smithsonian Associates Program for a special afternoon presentation, October 21st, 2018, 1 p.m. at the Ripley Center. For more information about tickets and all other details, please see our website. Thanks to Jordan Michaelman for joining me today. And thanks to the wonderful Smithsonian team for all they do to support the show, The Not Old Better Show. Talk about better. Thanks, everybody.